Thank you very much. I'm really impressed by all the speakers. I would like to thank all the translators. And first of all, Mrs. Hani Noor, all the others who participated in this conference, who read and translated and thought on the questions raised in my book, Fourth Political Theory. I strongly recommend to continue the relations between African intellectuals and Russian intellectuals, and maybe the African intellectuals with the representatives of other poles as well, Latin America, India, China, Muslim world, Iran, Turkey, India, Indochina, and other. So it's very important to know each other, to exchange the position. So nobody could anymore impose or something on Africa or oblige African people to accept something, to reject something. It's totally up to you to defend your identity and to create your future. But I would like to stress, to emphasize a little bit one thing, that all the instruments we have in science, in political science and humanitarian science as well, in philosophy, all that is borrowed from the Western modern experience. So when we think some tool, intellectual tool or theory or concept is something universal, we are wrong. It is not so. We may make a mistake. There is no some universal knowledge, and because if we, for example, identify universality with the modern Western world, it is already wrong and false understanding of what is going on. So we need something like African sociology. And Professor Mbok Bassong has suggested, has written the book African Sociology, trying to create the terms, the concepts, the theories that fit much more to African societies than everything that was borrowed from the Western science. It's very important to develop African geopolitical school, because Africa is the continent, is a world, it is many worlds. As some of us has said, there are Africas, not only one Africa. There are many Africas, and Eastern Africa is very, very different from, as long as I understand, from Western, for example, Northwestern Africa, or so I think that what we need to concentrate on is a kind of education of new African intellectual elite, dealing with purely authentically African theories, terms. What will be these theories, African sociology, African politology, African fourth political theory, African understanding of multipolarity, African cultural unity. So it's up to you. We couldn't intervene here. We couldn't say, oh, you are wrong and you are right. It's up to you to decide that. So the only thing that we want to do, Russians and all the other defenders of multipolar world structure, to be your friends and your partners by this multipolar dialogue. But as well, for example, Professor Mbok Bassong, for example, he has used in his work the concept of complexity of French sociologist Edgar Morin. So what is interesting in that? So African intellectual trying to think in accordance to the African way of thought uses as well some elements from the Western political science sociology that fits to African needs. The same I'm doing the same in Russia. I'm not only use Russian authors. I find in the Western science some critical toward liberalism, toward modernity, to the modern Western racism or LGBT tendencies. Those who criticize them in the West, and I freely use that. So I borrow from the West, from the East, from our own heritage. So in order to create our own independent sovereign intelligentsia, sovereign intellectual elite in Africa or in Russia, we are free to use as well the knowledge of all the civilizations. We should not say, oh, it is not African author, I will not use him, I will not cite. It is not wrong, it is not correct. We should be open, but we should make a choice and from the very beginning reject any pretension of the universalism of Western modern culture, and science, and politics, and education, and so on. So that is idea, to stay open, to exchange the opinions, to help each other to create our own Russian sociology. I have written the book on that. For example, why it is so important experience of Mbok Bassong. Mbok Bassong has written African sociology. Based on African understanding of African society, I did the same for Russia, as Alexander Bogunov has emphasized. So Eurasian movement has its parallels in African authentic development with Sheikh Anta Diop, Ronoko Rashidi, Camille Seba, and other. So we need to know intellectuals from African horn. We know almost nothing about what is tradition and intellectual groups in Somali, in Djibouti, in Uganda, in Kenya, in Ethiopia, in Somali. We know nothing, and that is damage. That is very, 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 very bad. So we need to stay in contact with intelligentsia, Africa, with Eastern African intelligentsia. We have established before some contexts, some ties with Western African intelligentsia, and that has enriched our understanding of what Africa is. So I would be very, very thankful for all of you if we could continue our intellectual meetings, links, ties, and if you suggest to us some thinkers of importance for you that we maybe don't know, maybe we have no idea that they exist, and that is our fault. And I think only in that way we could stay and help each other to decolonize our minds. So thank you very, very much, and I wish you good health and victory in your struggle for real decolonization, independence, and real freedom, and restoration of full civilization and the dignity of African culture and African identity. Best wishes, and if you are interested, translate my book in other African languages, and we are going to translate Kemi Sebam, Bok Basong, and other Sheikh Anti Diop and other great African thinkers in Russian. We are very interesting to do the both things. So it should be mutual. We discover African logos, and you are discovering Eurasian logos. So thank you very much. Best wishes, and I hope we meet in the future. By the way, we have organized a Telegram group in Telegram. Dedicated totally to development of multipolarity in Africa. So there are some ex-senators of the United States, of African origins there, some Western African intellectuals, Kemi Sebam participates in that, Pan-Africanists. So join that, and we'll be very happy to continue all kind of or context with Eastern Africa. Eastern Africa is other Africa, totally different. So I would be very, very happy if we could explore this region, rich region, not poor, rich intellectually, culturally, historically, very rich region of the world. Best wishes. Thank you all participants for organizing that and taking part in this conference. Best wishes.